The tragedy of Imam Hussein, who was martyred around 14 centuries ago along with 72 of his companions in Iraq's Karbala, has touched the hearts of millions across the globe, does not stop at the martyrdom of Prophet Muhammad's grandson. Millions of Shiite Muslims also remember the sufferings of the survivors of Karbala, mostly women and children, many of whom spent the rest of their lives telling the tale. Historians agree that the survivors of the tragic journey to Karbala from the household of Imam Hussein did reach the city of Baalbek, and it is believed that landmarks were set up in the places where Imam Hussein's son, Imam Ali Sajjad, along with his aunt Zainab, gave sermons in their commemoration. To this very day, mourners come to visit these places to remember the sufferings of Karbala. The caravan of survivals was forced to walk barefoot from Karbala to Damascus, going through many hardships on the way. One of Imam Hussein's daughters, two-year-old Khawla, was said to have died and buried on the way in the Bekaa city of Baalbek.
This landmark is known to be one of the traces by the processions of prisoners which walked for thousands of kilometers. We can tell from the traces and the timing of events that Imam Hussein's daughter was buried here.
People from all over Lebanon come to visit Sayyida Khawla and have no doubt that coming to her shrine would solace her soul and God would answer their prayers.
We are not able to visit Sayyida Zainab in Syria, so we come here and hope that God answers our prayers.
Basically, I come to Sayyida Khawla to remember the suffering that happened with Imam Hussein and his children. And I come here to pray, which makes me better because that helps my soul and makes me closer to God.
Clerics believe that despite the threats by Takfiri extremists to target Arba'in processions, millions of faithful men, women and children still attend these processions.
Millions still attend mourning processions to show that the love of Imam Hussein and loyalty for the family of Prophet Muhammad is well founded in their hearts.
On Arba'in, people in Lebanon express their sadness by beating their chest, giving out food as a token of love for the mourners. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Baalbek.